Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Best Summer Ever, an original story written for you by Rebecca Cunningham from Girl Tales. For more information about Rebecca and Girl Tales, tune in at the end of the episode. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free and a week early, subscribe to our Wondery Plus Kids feed on iTunes or your Apple Podcast app. In case you missed it, Dan and I have a new show. On Stories RPG, we play games just like Starsworn with all your Max Goodname friends and Giga City Guardians featuring the brilliant Firefly. Click the link in the episode description or go to patreon.com/storiesrpg to get ad-free episodes, play-along games, and coloring books. We've already got a bunch of episodes over there, so check them out now. We have Stories Podcast merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop. We're also on Cameo for all of your personalized video message needs, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now, here's a word from our sponsors. Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Best Summer Ever. Do you know that feeling you get when the weather gets warmer and you trade in your long pants for shorts? Your teacher opens the classroom windows to let the air in, and a fluttering feeling grows in your chest as there's less homework and the days are longer. Ginny relished in this feeling every year, and if everything went according to plan, this was bound to be the best summer ever. You see, Ginny signed up for diving lessons. She saw the Olympic divers on TV last summer and had her heart set on being exactly like them ever since. She admired how brave they were and the way they soared through the air before plunging into the water with such grace. She'd waited the whole school year to learn how to jump from the high dive. With her sights set on making the fifth grade diving team next year, Ginny was determined to give it her all this summer. Her little brother Ambrose was just as excited for summer, but for different reasons. He was finally old enough to ride his bike by himself down the street. He had plans of spending every day going back and forth, playing on the playground, munching on candy, and having epic water balloon fights with the friends he made in his second grade class. Summer couldn't get there soon enough. But then something unexpected happened. Ginny and Ambrose's parents sat them down and shared some news that would change everything. Their dad, who drove a big truck all over the country, had gotten laid off. That meant he wouldn't drive the truck any longer, and he'd have to pick up odd jobs around town until something more steady came along. And their mom would have to work more shifts at the restaurant, which meant she wouldn't be home during the day to take care of them. Their parents would be working as much as they could this summer, and money was going to be really tight. They were sorry, but there'd be no diving lessons for Ginny, and no hanging with school friends for Ambrose. Ginny and Ambrose would spend the summer with their Aunt Maria in the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania. "But that's not fair! Now I'll never make the diving team!" Ginny yelled out.
"Well, you'll just have to figure out something else. Maybe you can try out for a different sport," their dad suggested.
"But Mom and Dad, Aunt Maria doesn't have any kids. Who are we even going to play with? And the Poconos are so boring," Ambrose complained.
"You'll have each other to play with. And you always have fun when Aunt Maria visits. Plus, you've never been to the Poconos before. They might surprise you," their mom said, trying to comfort them both.
"You're going to your aunt's and that's final,"
their dad said gruffly. Ginny huffed as tears welled up in her eyes.
"It's just not fair," she yelled as she marched her way up to her bedroom, slamming the door behind her.
Ambrose watched his sister leave and then laid his eyes back on his mom and dad. He waited for them to say, "Just kidding," or,
"That was a test. Of course you'll be here for the summer, Brosie."
But their expressions were anything but playful. They just looked back at Ambrose and each other, sort of sadly, in a way he had never seen them before. Despite being in different rooms of the house, Ginny and Ambrose had the same thought at the same time. This was going to be the worst summer ever. Then the dreaded day came. Summer was officially here, and they were off to Aunt Maria's. They begrudgingly loaded their suitcases in the trunk of their mom's old minivan and took their seats in the back. Despite their parents' attempts to make the car ride as enjoyable as possible, with games, music, and even a little bit of candy, nothing seemed to change how Ginny and Ambrose felt about this trip. They turned onto the long dirt road that led to Aunt Maria's. Her 100-year-old house was painted in a cheerful mix of chipped green and yellow, and Skippy, Aunt Maria's little white terrier, ran around in the yard that was surrounded by endless woods and mountains. "I guess it is really pretty," Ginny thought to herself. Aunt Maria was already standing there, waving excitedly and wearing a big floppy hat. She looked just as Ambrose remembered her from Christmas time, with beautiful dark hair, chubby cheeks, and faded freckles on her nose. Aunt Maria and Skippy rushed to the car and gave all four of them a big, warm welcome. "Wow, she gives great hugs," Ambrose thought to himself as Skippy licked his hand. Aunt Maria was so excited to see them and was telling them all about what they would do that summer and how she'd make them her special tuna fish sandwiches. "Tuna fish? Ugh!" Ginny whined. Aunt Maria looked a little sad, but didn't say anything. Their dad got down on his knee to speak to Ginny directly and said, "Look, Gin, I know this is not the summer you wanted, but sometimes life gets in the way of plans. Your mother and I are doing everything we can to take care of you. Be kind to your aunt and your little brother, please, and make the most of this summer. There's a lot more to the Pocono Mountains than you'd think. We'll be back before you know it." Ginny didn't respond. She grabbed her suitcase and stomped into Aunt Maria's house. Ambrose hugged his parents, took Aunt Maria's hand, and followed his sister inside. As their mom and dad drove away, Ginny's heart felt heavy with disappointment. With a sigh, she settled in for what was sure to be a long, boring summer. It turned out that the days at Aunt Maria's weren't so bad. At least, that's what Ambrose thought. The tuna fish sandwiches were actually pretty good, and she made a mean lemonade. At night, Ambrose, Aunt Maria, and Skippy would lay out in the yard and count the stars. In the mornings, they'd wake up and dance to her old vinyl records. But Ginny was still holding on to her anger and refused to enjoy any of it, no matter how many times Aunt Maria tried to make her happy. "Come outside and breathe the fresh mountain air, Ginny. It'll do you some good," Aunt Maria would cry out. "No, thank you," Ginny would respond. "This place is boring. There's nothing to do, and I can't learn to jump from the high dive here. There isn't a swimming pool for miles. I just want to be left alone." "Fine, suit yourself. But there's more to this place than you think." Aunt Maria could have just let Ginny be grumpy all summer, but if there was ever a determined woman, it was Aunt Maria. She had one final trick up her sleeve, and if this didn't put a smile on Ginny's face, nothing would. The next morning, before the sun rose, Ginny and Ambrose were nudged awake by their aunt.
"Come on, get your bathing suits and sneakers on, and hurry! We've got to get there before everyone else does,"
Aunt Maria whispered to them. Ambrose rubbed his eyes.
"Who is everyone else?" Ambrose asked.
"Never mind that. Just get ready, quick,"
Aunt Maria said as she threw their bathing suits at them. They didn't have time to think about it. They both slipped into their bathing suits and sneakers and headed outside. Aunt Maria and Skippy were standing at the edge of the woods waiting for them. She was ready to go with her bathing suit, a sarong, some flashlights, a walking stick, her floppy hat, and a purple backpack full of who knew what.
"Follow me!" she cried out as she pushed aside some brush that revealed a winding trail. Ambrose and Ginny each grabbed a flashlight and cautiously followed behind her. It wasn't every day they took a walk in the woods to some mysterious place. After walking for what felt like miles, they finally came upon a sign that read, "No trespassing."
"Aunt Maria, are you sure about this?" Ginny asked hesitantly.
"Yeah, it's okay. I know a guy. Come on, keep it moving,"
Aunt Maria replied with a confident grin. And then they saw some very large gates with a lock on it and another sign that read,
Welcome to Breezy Crest Lodge. Aunt Maria whistled.
Hey, Charlie, it's Rhea. Open the gates.
And out from a building behind the gates, a man in dingy, light-wash jeans, glasses that looked like they came straight out of the 1980s, and a big fluffy mustache appeared.
Hey, Rhea,
Charlie said as he opened the gates. He turned to Ginny and Ambrose.
You must be the famous niece and nephew. Nice to meet you. And it's nice to see you too, Skippy. I gotta get to work before the guests wake up. Rhea, you know the way. Enjoy yourselves and be safe.
Aunt Maria, where are we? Ginny asked, feeling uneasy.
It's the Pocono Mountains' famous Breezy Crest Lodge. People come from all over to visit this place. They usually only let paying hotel guests around the premises during business hours, but Charlie's an old friend, and he said he'd help me out, Aunt Maria explained. Ginny and Ambrose still had no idea what was going on, but when Aunt Maria finally stopped, they saw it. A giant, beautiful swimming pool all to themselves. And right down the center were diving boards, including a high board.
Ginny, how do you feel about learning how to dive off that high board today? Aunt Maria asked her.
But you can't teach me. It's too dangerous if you don't know what you're doing, Ginny said back to her.
Like heck I can't. I'll have you know I was on the varsity diving team all throughout high school, Aunt Maria exclaimed.
My dad never told me that, Ginny said back.
Yeah, he's a man of very few words, but it's true. Now get your patootie in the pool. We only have an hour until it opens for the other guests, Aunt Maria ordered.
Well, I...
Ginny hesitated.
What is it? Aunt Maria asked.
Well, now that I'm looking at it, it's just a little too high. I'm scared. I don't think I can do it, Ginny told her.
Oh, Ginny, Aunt Maria said. It's totally normal to be scared. In my eyes, you'll be brave if you decide to jump, and you'll be brave if you decide it's not the right time for you. But sometimes, when you really want something and you know it's right, you've just got to do it scared. Do you want to start on the lower boards and we'll work our way up?
Ginny nodded. And that's what they did. Every morning for the rest of the summer, they'd hike through the woods, Charlie would open the gate, Ambrose played in the pool with Skippy, and Aunt Maria trained Ginny until she made it to the highest diving board. In the afternoons and evenings, Ginny even let loose a little. She started participating in all of the other fun activities, like dancing to vinyl records, counting the stars, and yes, even eating Aunt Maria's special tuna fish sandwiches. As the end of the summer drew near, they were sad to leave, and Aunt Maria was sad to see them go. But when their parents picked them up, they were so glad to see them. Their dad immediately hugged both of them and shared the joyful news that he found a new job as their town's mailman. A week later, school started, and a few days after that, it was time for Ginny to try out the school's diving team. On the day of the tryouts, Ginny was nervous. As she climbed up the ladder to the diving board, it felt way higher than it did at Breezy Crest Lodge. What if she screwed up? What if the other kids laughed at her? As she walked to the edge of the board and placed the goggles over her eyes, she took a deep breath and remembered Aunt Maria's words. Sometimes you just gotta do things scared. Ginny got in place and leapt off. And wouldn't you know it? She did the perfect dive.
Well done, Ginny. You made the team, the coach exclaimed.
Ginny could hardly believe it. When she got home, she told Ambrose and her parents the news. They all gave her a big hug. They were so happy for her. She, of course, had to call up Aunt Maria to tell her the big news.
I'm so proud of you, Ginny, Aunt Maria told her.
Thanks, Aunt Maria. I couldn't have done it without you, she said back. And hey, do you think me and Ambrose could come back next summer? Ginny asked Aunt Maria.
Of course you can, Aunt Maria told her.
Ambrose must have overheard the conversation because he let out a little hooray. Ginny laughed and exclaimed, It really was the best summer ever. The end. Today's story, The Best Summer Ever, was an original story written for you by Rebecca Cunningham from the podcast Girl Tales. To hear more stories like this one, head on over to Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. You can listen to Girl Tales wherever you get your podcasts. Today's story was edited and produced for you by Ellie Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and early access when you subscribe to our Wondery Plus Kids feed on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, commission a special video on Cameo, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. In case you missed it, Dan and I have a new show. On Stories RPG, we play games just like Starsworn with all your Max Good Name friends and Giga City Guardians featuring the brilliant Firefly. Click the link in the episode description or go to patreon.com/storiesRPG to get ad-free episodes, play-along games, and coloring books. We've already got a bunch of episodes over there, so check them out now. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.